You're listening to King Tut on Kiss FM.
Welcome to the King Tut Show, and it is the Tut topic of the day. Yeah, let's switch it up a little something. I got my girl on the phone lines. We're talking about Miss Fantasia.
Hi, Tut.
Fantasia, what's up, baby?
You're happy today.
Hey, I'm always happy to talk to you. I ain't seen you in a long time. How have you been doing?
I've been doing good, man. You know, doing me. It's time to go back on the road, so That's the new project now.
Yeah. And it's good timing, baby. You know, and I watched your movie the other day, telling about your life story. And I never can get enough of it when they show the scenes of you on American Idol doing your thing on stage, how it all got started. And then it brings it all into focus with your new single, Sometimes You Gotta Lose to Win.
Win again. Yeah, man. I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you said it like that. Because honestly, that's the way I see it. Like, that's the way I view it. It's almost like, even with the movie, when I said life is not a fairy tale, and I always tell people, like, this industry is a very tricky industry, and it's all how you take it and all how you stay grounded in who you are throughout the whole movement. And I've been through a lot of ups and downs, right. You know what I mean? But coming from American Idol, being the age of 19 years old, you know, I had a daughter, she was 2 at the time, and had a story behind me already that wasn't idol type or idol like or what they visioned as an idol.
Exactly.
And I always keep it, you know, I keep it very honest and transparent, because people have been that way with me since I stepped in the game. You know, people walk up to you, they tell you how they feel, no filter, you know.
Yeah, and straight, no chaser.
that's all they'll tell you. But I must say, like, I have to appreciate the honesty. You know what I mean? Like, after I did Summertime, that was like the song for me that kind of people just began to let me in for who I was. I came out no shoes, just real high point. I'm from High Point, North Carolina. Always been same page, and I plan on staying being that same person. Mm. But then a lot of things started happening. I started losing a lot of things, and that's why that song for me is, you know, it's very important. It's not just about a relationship. It's about the whole movement and my whole life story, and you know, everything I've been through. I'm a youngin, but with an old soul that's been through a lot, you know?
Yes, you have. It's the King Tut Show. Fantasia's on the line, my baby girl. We're going to talk some more with you about what's going on with the latest album, what's been going on with you in your life. Well, let's play one of your classics right now. Hey, I'm doing me.
You know, I'm doing me.
Kiss FM.
Sometimes us women, we get more than we should.
You're listening to 222 King Tut on Kiss FM.
Have you ever?
99.3, 105.7, Kiss FM. Richard's R&B around the clock. Welcome to the King Tut Show. Fantasia, Lose to Win. Album coming out. Side Effects of You. What is it going to be, April?
I pushed it. It was supposed to come out March 19th. But I pushed it back just because, you know, again, it's been 10 years to me in the game. And, you know, I feel like I know as an artist of what I want and what I don't call them fans. I hate that word. I call them family. Those people support me. I do. I really do. Right? It's kind of just overrated. But those people support me in everything that I do, no matter what. They come out to the shows, and they just love to hear good soul singing.
Yeah.
And so for me as an artist, I know what I want. I know what I need. And I feel like we should push it back so that we can promote it and let everybody know about it, because it's a very special project.
And you have a lot of creative control over your product, right?
I do, including my live shows. I mean, I grew up in a musical family. First cousins, Casey and JoJo. Like, my father's side, everybody sings. Everybody does music. So I grew up in a musical family where people play instruments, and we wrote, and it started, you know, of course, as a little big girl in the church singing. And then, you know, eventually we begin to love all different types of music and different types of singers and artists. So for me, creatively, I just know what I want, and I know what my family want, not my fans. I hate that word.
I like that. Once again, it's the King Tut Show with Chopping It Up with my girl Fantasia. Hey, I got to get your take on this now. You know, Clive Davis, yeah, he's your mentor. He comes out with his book, and now we have this big beef that's playing out on TV and everywhere else with Kelly Clarkson, a fellow American Idol star, when it comes to creative control in her music. Now, you say you had control of your music.
Yeah.
Did you ever had to deal with any kind of problems with Clive when it came to that?
Well, you asked me, so I have to give my view and be very honest. At the end of the day, Clive Davis, he's to me is a very special man, almost like a father figure, and I have nothing but respect and love for him. For him actually seeing so much in me, he actually seen the vision, he seen the gift, and I have nothing but love for him. I don't really judge on folks, because you know I always have a lot of stuff going on at the same time of life. I'm just glad it's not me.
You said, wait a minute, don't put me on the press list. Just talk about my album.
But honestly, on a serious note, I do feel like, you know, on both ends, everybody has their opinions and their feelings of what their relationship or what they dealt with.
Right.
And as artists, you know, we do have to fight for a lot. We do. But my grandmother always told me, you know, I was in verbal and always talked about it. But when I realized that, honestly, no one care.
Preach on, girl.
They don't care. You know, and so everybody has their own opinion, their own right to their own opinion, and you can't cry over spilt milk. So for me, I'm at the point now, I've been hurt a lot too, but I don't want to talk about it. I just want to move on. And when it comes to him, to me, I just have nothing but love and respect for him. But I'm not going against anybody and their feelings and their opinions, because I do know how hard it is in the game. So, you know, but for me, nothing but love and respect for him. I don't care what he do. I don't care how he do it. I'm just glad that he still look good at his age. So that's a blessing. So, you know, I'm serious. Like,
you always keep it so real with me, girl. I love it.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, you're listening to 222. Kiss FM.
99.3, 105.7, Kiss FM. Fantasia, truth is, we're speaking that truth on Clive Davis, right?
That's it. That's all. I just care that he's still healthy, still doing good. And at the end of the day, Kelly Clarkson is a bad chick. And she fought for what she wanted. And, you know, no matter who was wrong, she's still being blessed out the situation. And he's still a blessed man. That's
and
how
we all have stories. He has his, she has hers, and you have your great story.
Yeah.
Once again, Fantasia's on the phone line, the King Tut Show. And for all your diehard fans, all that listen to you, they love you. What can we expect in April from Side Effects of You? Are we going to see your life unfold on this album? Because you know a lot of people, when they hear Lose the Wind, all they're thinking of, wow, she has been through a lot of trials and tribulations, but you know what? At the end, she's going to come out on top. She's the winner.
I'm going to say it this way. When you have, for me, when you have nowhere else to go but to your music, and I hope you follow me, like, for me, at that time when I walked into the studio, into the booth, I had nowhere else to go but to my music. There were things that we were still fixing and knots that we were still trying to untangle that was dealing with Fantasia, you know, and I had nowhere else to go but there. So I had nowhere else to reveal it but there. And I've always been, I'm a soul singer. I don't know where else to reveal it. So I put my all into this album, you know. I felt like at this point, for me, my music makes me happy and my children make me happy. And I need to put my love into both of those. So my children, my kids, and my music is my boyfriend. And I want to be good to it. And so I feel like I should put my all, my honesty, my blood, sweat, and tears when it comes to the live shows and giving the people just good music. And I'm going to go deeper. For me, it's like a ministry thing for me to my family.
Amen.
Because I relate to the people who come and support and who listen, who can, they understand, and I relate to them. So I feel like through my music is how we relate. So I had to put it there.
Amen. Amen. My girl, Fantasia, thank you for joining the King Tut Show. The album due out in April, Side Effects of You, and the single out now, Lose to Win. I got to play that again and again and again. Fantasia, thank you so much for joining in on the King Tut Show.
Thank you, baby.
Baby girl, be blessed at everything you do and everything you touch.
Thank you so much. You too. God bless you.
God bless you. Peace.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to 222 King Tut on Kiss FM.